I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Frank Tavares, known as the voice of NPR, has died. For decades, his was the friendly but authoritative voice that told public radio listeners that funding for NPR comes from Lumber Liquidators or the Pajamagram Company.
I grew up in New Bedford with that New Bedford accent.
That's Frank Tavares speaking on WCAI in 2013.
And I went to school in the Midwest outside of Chicago at Wheaton College. And there was another fellow in our dorm wing who grew up in Boston. And the two of us, our suite mates, would write down things to say, and they would just laugh because it was so funny.
When he began working at his college radio station, Tavares says he neutralized the New Bedford accent and over time grew into that iconic voice that public radio listeners knew so well.
Support for NPR comes from...
After leaving National Public Radio in Washington, Tavares moved to Hamden, Connecticut, where each week he continued to record hundreds of NPR funding credits from his home studio built inside a clothes closet. Tavares was known for his ability to record exactly the number of seconds required for each credit, usually in just one take. His voice was heard after every national NPR news and information program for three decades. Tavares also taught communications at Southern Connecticut State University and was a founding editor of the Journal of Radio and Audio Media. He was a published fiction and short story writer. Tavares was diagnosed a few months ago with ALS. He died Monday in Florida. One more time, Frank.
This is NPR.